finance and economics.
Inflation. The drag from lags. Rates are rising at unprecedented speed. How long until they bite?
If you want to impress central bankers, inject long and variable lags into a conversation and heave a heavy sigh. The phrase, coined by Milton Friedman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, is sophisticated shorthand for the delayed and uncertain effects of monetary policy. Raising rates, as most central banks are now doing, should lead to slower growth and lower inflation. But it can take time for the full impact to be felt, hence Friedman's idea of a long lag. The variability, meanwhile, refers to the lack of a predictable interval between raise and result. Lags present an acute challenge at the moment. Tightening in the past few decades has been gradual, helping to mitigate uncertainty. This time, central banks are furiously ratcheting up rates. The Federal Reserve is on course to raise them from a floor of 0% to 4% by the end of this year, its steepest tightening in four decades. Economists, including Ben Bernanke, a former chairman of the Fed, and a new Nobel laureate, estimate lags between monetary policy and inflation can last as long as 2 years. The result is that America may be digesting the jumbo rate rises of the past few months well into 2024, by which time the economic picture will look different. This is one reason why some economists are calling for central banks to switch to smaller rate rises, if any. They want policymakers to survey the impact thus far in order to avoid needlessly adding to future pain. Yet the mere existence of lags cannot be an argument for inaction. They are a known unknown. Their precise duration may be uncertain, but the fact that there will be a delay is well understood. Any decent model contains assumptions about this. Fed officials expect to shift from raising to cutting rates in 2024 and 2025, but they also expect inflation to continue to recede in both those years, an indication of how lags are baked into their forecasts.